It takes just minutes to contribute. Just go to kpfk.org/support, then click Sustainer Circle or call 818-985-2711. Thank you so much for your donation to KPFK, radio powered by the people.
You're listening to KPFK 90.7 FM, Los Angeles.
Hello and welcome to the car show. That's right. It is KPFK 90.7 FM broadcasting as the car show for over 50 years. I am your humble host, Mark Vaughn from AutoWeek.com. All I ask you to do is go to AutoWeek.com and click on all my articles.
Nobody else's.
Yes, it is self-serving, but this is LA, baby, and that's how you get ahead. Joining me today is my favorite co-host in the world, Michelle Spencer. Michelle is our Orange County Bureau Chief, a practicing attorney, and owner of two Mazdas, an MX-5 Miata, and an RX-8. Welcome, Michelle.
Yes, from Convertible Central, Orange County, California. Good to be here with you again, Mark. Sorry that we don't have our usual host Ricardo with us because he's away in Mexico, but he will be back.
Yeah, he'll be back next week. And then I promise you, you will not have to listen to me try to play a guitar intro and outro every show. So things will get better next week when Ricardo comes back. There will be no more of those awkward long pauses when I hit the wrong button and somebody's microphone stops working. Everything is going to be fine next week. But this is not next week.
We will do our best.
Yes. And it is the time of year, which comes up a lot when we do our pledge drive. But don't worry, we're not going to hit you up yet. We'll do that at 20 minutes after we do the calendar items. And we're going to wade right into the calendar items right now. Now, there's the usual precursor. Our legal staff has suggested that we tell people to check these out before you get in the car and drive or ride on the motorcycle to these events. Just go on the internet and verify that it's still happening. Sometimes they are canceled, and it has, in fact, happened in the past. Some events we have suggested have actually not been there when people got there, and we do our best, but there's only so much we can do. We are limited.
And also check the weather, because one of the main reasons why things haven't happened is because you couldn't get there for weather.
I think that's done now. I think weather's going to be great. It's going to be a wonderful time.
Unless it's hot. Yeah, it could be too hot.
All right. So the first event, as we had last week, our good friend Bruce Meyer, good friend of the show, good friend of everybody. Who doesn't love Bruce Meyer? He called in to tell us about Rodeo Drive Concours on Father's Day, June 16th. That's tomorrow. This is the 29th annual event. I was there for the first one, in case anybody wants to hear about that one, but I think I've already told that story a lot. To start it out, I'll tell it one more time. It started out as Ferrari wanting to introduce their, the 348 Spider, and they wanted to do it in an interesting way, and they thought, hey, let's do it on Rodeo Drive. And so they did, and by golly, that's where they have been holding it for 29 years now. It's always a good show. They have about 100 cars, supercars. The block closest to Wilshire Boulevard, it's on Rodeo Drive in Beverly Hills. The block closest to Wilshire Boulevard is going to be hosted by O'Gara Coach, which has just about everything in the world. They have Koenigsegg. They have Rimac, Pininfarina, in addition to like things like McLaren and other cool cars. O'Gara Coach is going to be there. And then the second block up is, and the third block is a host of other cool cars, collector cars, stuff that you would see in all kinds of different car shows. They usually have a couple of lowriders there. They have some show cars. They have some classics that you would be likely to see at Pebble Beach or someplace like that. And right there in the middle of those top two blocks in that intersection, I think it's Brighton Way, they have a collection, and Bruce wouldn't tell us what they were. So mm-hmm. There's going to be four really cool cars that you would like. So are you going to go, Michelle, you think?
Maybe. Yeah.
Maybe. It's a good show.
It sounds really good.
And it's free, and you can park It's not impossible to park up there.
And that's Beverly a plus. Hills. Yeah.
Always a plus.
I like to look for the Deuces and the Hispano Suizas and those kind of cars from the theory.
There will be, those will be present. There are always cars like that. So, and I'm guessing that the, that little, those four special cars in the Brighton and Rodeo intersection will be something like that. But that's just a wild guess because we don't know. Bruce wouldn't tell us. I said, Bruce, we've been buds. You got to tell me. No.
We tried. We tried.
Tried to pry it out of them. So, and then you can also go down the coast a bit to the Zimmerman Automobile Driving Museum. That's June 16th from 10 to 3. Father's Day rides. Get dad a ride. You have to call in or text in or get on their internet, their webpage, and which I think is Michelle, look up that while I keep yammering here.
It's ZADM. Well, okay, now it's Zimmerman Automotive Driving Museum, right? So that they didn't change the website. So it's adm.org.
Very good. adm.org, and make a reservation. Take dad around the block in a cool old car. He will be happy. He will put you back in the will. Everything will be groovy. You know, you'll patch over all those terrible things.
He'll leave you the house and the car.
You've been like a son to me, but I am your son. Oh, it'll be great. And then down after that, what do we got, Michelle? We're going down to your neck of the woods.
At the Marconi.
The Marconi. Yeah. What's happening at the Marconi?
Well,
if I may interrupt, that's also run by another father and son, Marconi.
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
It
okay,
sure
sorry.
Is.
Sorry.
For no worries. All right. So this is for the Corvette people. If you like Corvettes or you want to show your Corvette or just take a look at other Corvettes, they are having Corvette celebration. Let's see. Let me get the name correct here. Corvette.
What's it say? It says National Corvette Day Celebration.
There it is. Thank you, Mark.
National Sunday, Corvette Day Celebration. Yep.
Yes. There you go. And it's at the Marconi down here in Tustin on Industrial Drive. So to go to this, if you're going to show your Corvette, you need to sign up, but you also need to get in there around 7:45 to show your car. The rest of the folks who just want to take a look, get there at 9 o'clock, and it runs from 9 to 11. It's $15 entry, includes in not just entry to see the cars. You get to actually go into the museum, which is where all of the families, Marconi family loves Corvettes, but they also love Ferraris. So you'll see a lot of Italian cars. You'll also get light breakfast and coffee. You'll get a raffle ticket. And I guess if you want to, while you're there, you can make a benefit donation to the Marconi Foundation for Kids. Now, this is part of the museum also where a lot of the profits that come in go to this foundation to help kids who are at risk.
Very good. A noble cause, and you will be helping it with your $15, and you will get a light breakfast in addition to Corvettes and Ferraris. What more could you ask for than that? So, well, I'll tell you, here's another thing that you could ask for, and it's happening. Actually, today, there are a series of these coming up. So there's one today that still is scheduled to go until 3 o'clock. If you happen to be driving anywhere near Burbank, get off the freeway and head to Autobooks Aerobooks. They have book signings regularly there. And today, they have a guy who wrote a book about Nash Healey.
Wow.
How much of a demand is that for Nash Healey books? I guess British, we'll find out.
Yeah, British people will love it, or Brit fans, you know, expats. Yeah.
So that's going on at Autobooks Aerobooks on Magnolia Boulevard in Burbank until 3 o'clock today. But on June 22nd, Dean Kirkland, another author, is going to be there with his book, Full Throttle: The Life of Bruce Kessler. Now, do you know who Bruce Kessler was? Anybody? Anybody? Show of hands. Bruce Kessler was started out hot rodding in California and wound up, you know, going to Le Mans and Monaco Grand Prix. It's a testament to his life story, is a testament to skill, determination, and innovative spirit. The book is all about him, constitutes his exploits behind the wheel of Ferraris, Mustangs, and even the Scarab. Anybody remember the Scarab that was built here in Southern California? Lance Reventlow's car. And then another book signing coming up is, well, it's August 24th. It's a long way off. But Autobooks, Aerobooks is, we like plugging them because they're so cool. George Levy, former editor of Auto Week, he has a book on Jim Hall that will be coming out. We'll probably have more information on that as that gets closer.
And one thing to remember is Jay Leno loves this bookstore. And yeah, a lot of the time when they do have, especially racing events there, you know, people with books involving racing, he's there.
He is. So. And there are other, just about anybody you talk to there is got, has got some story, you know, oh yeah, I was at, I drove at Le Mans in 19, whatever. And that's just people hanging out there. It's sort of a gathering place for the automotive cool kids. So, Autobooks, Aerobooks, we don't have the exact address on Magnolia, but, we'll get it for you in just a second.
It's in beautiful downtown Burbank.
Beautiful downtown Burbank. Yeah. But,
we'll, so you can go to autobooks-aerobooks.com to get the address.
Very good. Thank you. Thank you, counselor. Always helping me out. Okay. Roar of Lions Nitro Car Show is coming June 22nd at the Lions Automobilia Museum. That's down in the city of, well, let's find out where that is. But it's going to be really cool. So they bring in a bunch of cars and they line them up, a bunch of like slingshot dragsters with the engine in the front, and they line them up and they fire them up. It's pretty cool.
It's actually down there in Rancho Dominguez. It's in the South Bay, sort of like east of Torrance.
Yes.
In that area of town.
Yeah.
So it's LA County, but yeah.
You can get the exact address at Lions Auto. Say it
easy
again.
Easy for you to say.
Lionsautomobilia.org. General admission to that place is $30, but, you know, another good cause. But with the Nitro startup, you get music and a lot of other stuff going on. That's June 22nd from 9 to 2. And if you're going to be around July 13th, Saturday on July 13th is Ed Iskandarian's 103rd birthday. Down there.
Oh, so, how cool.
Yeah, isn't that amazing that he's like, he's the same as ever. He's a cool dude.
Yes.
Lionsautomobilia.org. Back up into LA, we've got the Wagon Fest at the Peterson. Who likes station wagons? Michelle, do you have an opinion on station wagons?
Love them. And I'm sad that there's not more of them.
Well, because nobody was buying them. That's why there's not more of them. But yes, well, indeed.
That's okay. When I went to Orlando, they had a whole display of vintage. They were so amazing, these vintage station wagons that people used to use on the road trips in the 40s and 50s and 60s, right?
Right.
It was incredible because the museum, it looked like they should be in a museum, but they were just out there. Part of the decoration at the hotel. And I was just enchanted. I loved it.
Yeah. There's going to be a whole gathering of these called Wagon Fest at the Peterson on Sunday, June 23rd from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. Now, the Peterson calls it a jaw-dropping car show cruising event like no other. And it's going to be there. What is that, the second floor or the third floor of the parking garage at the Peterson? I can never remember. I think it's the third floor. Third floor of the parking garage at the Peterson on Sunday, June 23rd from 10 to 1:30. There's a group called Avance. Avant, I think, is the European term for a station wagon, what we call a station wagon. Hmm. Some people call them long roofs.
How about a shooting brake?
A shooting brake is a specific kind. I think that's where you have two doors on the side. Uh-huh. But anyway, yeah, that's fine.
They might have some shooting brakes there.
They might. And
Volvos, right? They'll have a lot of Volvos.
That's right. Volvo is stepping up to the plate because, you know, they made their reputation on wagons. And Volvo sent us a little note saying a wagon event wouldn't be complete without a few Volvos there. So they're bringing what they call a small armada of new and old models. So they'll have new wagons like the V90 Cross Country, the V60 Cross Country, and a 455 horsepower V60 Recharge T8 plug-in hybrid. and a couple of older cars, a 15,000-mile first-gen XC70 cross-country, and what they are calling a very rare T5R yellow 850 from about 1995. I remember that car when it came out. It was the same yellow as on a yellow legal pad. So, Michelle, you know that color very well.
Yes, I do, every day.
Every day.
Wow, well, Right. I just want to see some ramblers and stuff like that.
I bet there'll be ramblers. So
and
that's
some nomads, you know. Yeah.
Nomads are very popular among the hot rodders. So that's Wagon Fest at the Peterson Sunday, June 23rd, 10 to 1 p.m. Peterson Museum, of course, is at 6060 Wilshire Boulevard. So it's Wilshire and Fairfax. You cannot miss it. You can see it from outer space.
Yep.
That'll be fun.
Look for the big red building with the silvery stripes all around it.
Yes, that design that I suggested they should incorporate, you know, they're making these ribbons of what looks like, you know, titanium or something. I said, why don't you make those into like the fenders of cool cars? And my idea was shot down. So,
sad. Well, you tried again. I tried.
But perhaps the antithesis of cool French cars at the Peterson is out at Paris Auto Speedway, and we're not talking P-A-R-I-S, are we, Michelle?
Oh, no, this is down in the dirt. And
literally.
So, yeah, and I'm going to go, I think, to this one. This is Saturday, June 29th. It's the LKQ Pick Your Part Night of Destruction.
Destruction.
So, yes, they turn the dirt track into a figure eight for figure eights with trailers and without. Then they'll have their mini stocks and their double deckers. But for this night, they're going to have fireworks. First 1,000 guests through the front gate get a coupon for a free hot dog at the track while you're there and an American flag to wave during the races.
God bless America.
Yep. $25 to get in as an adult, $5 for kids age 6 to 12, free if your kid is 5 and under. You can buy in a gate or in advance if you like. Go to parisautospeedway.com to get your tickets in advance if you like. Gates open at 5.
We'll always have Paris.
Yes.
So what else we have a little bit closer to LA?
Yeah.
We have
That same night, if you don't want to go all the way out to Paris in Riverside County, you can stay local and go to Irwindale. At their Irwindale Speedway, they're having Drift and Drag Night. This is brought to you by Import Expo. It's their 14th anniversary. So they're having a party at Irwindale that day from 5 to 10. So they're doing drags. They also have ride-alongs. It's limited quantity. So if you really want to do this, sign up soon at Irwindale Speedway's website or go to importexpo.net.
That should be fun. I mean, the import scene did not die in the 90s with Fast and Furious 1. It's still going. A lot of guys still like that stuff. And we're looking forward to seeing that.
Yeah. So. $25 in advance, $35 at the gate, by the way. And then extra if you want to do a ride along.
Oh, yeah.
And then even more if you want to show your car. It's $65 to show.
All right. Good. That is fun. And what else? Oh, Michelle,
we're
your
out of
specialty.
Time. Well, we're out of time, but I can go for this really quick because this is in
July. I'm at 18 minutes. Where are you?
Okay. Yeah. Like I say, we're close.
All right.
So if you have an RX-7, they're going to have the very first RX-7 day in LA. It's going to be on, drumroll, July 7th.
Ta-da! 7-7.
Right? Yeah. Now, traditionally in the Rotary community, we do celebrate 7's Day every July 7th. So this is That's just nice. Stepping it up a little bit. That's and it'll be at 7th Street. And
no,
Anderson.
Really? It's at 7th Street?
Uh-huh. Big surprise.
That is beyond funny. That's great. And
at Anderson Street in the Arts District, downtown LA, it'll go from 8 to noon. It's a worldwide celebration presented by the Vintage Japanese Motor Union and the organizers of Seven Stock. Okay. And I just got a message today, and then we'll have to move on. If you have a white RX-7, the organizers want you. They need you for the show.
Oh, okay.
So go to their RX-7 Day LA page on either Instagram or Facebook, give it a like, and then you can message them to, you know.
Maybe they'll cut you a deal.
Yeah, I bet they would.
Who knows?
And they don't care. Yeah, they don't care what gen it is either, by the way. First gen, second gen, they don't care. Just a white RX-7.
All right. And speaking of worthy causes, I don't think that's a segue. Worthy cause right now is the fundraiser for the, what is it, summer fundraiser for KPFK. This stuff does not come free over the airwaves. Somebody has to pay for the electricity. In fact, I heard today on our on-air meeting that they paid off the Southern California Edison bill. So
they paid the electric bill?
They paid the electric bill. So we are very happy to hear that. So we thank those of you who have donated already so far. Now, ladies and gentlemen, Michelle here herself made a donation. Thank you, Michelle. I also have to give a shout out to Tom Vaughn. You know how they say no relation? Well, this is a relation. He's the guy who gave me all my motorcycles and cars when I was, you know, barely old enough to drive. He made a donation too. We want you to make a donation to step up to the plate and help support KPFK and all the very worthy programming you get here. Other stations, they are supported by big corporate interests. Do you think they are giving you the straight scoop? Or do you think you get it from us, who is supported by you, the listener? That's right, you. Without you, you would not have any of the fine program we have here on KPFK. So we ask you right now to give us a call at, Michelle, 818. It's up at the top of the script.
It is? I'm not looking at that.
Okay, kpfk.org is the website that you can get. The number is 818-985-5735. Call us and make a donation, whatever it is. Maybe you're getting old and you're thinking of a legacy. We would gladly accept that and honor you. We might even rename the show for you. Instead of the car show, we'll make it the Fred show about cars, or, you know, whoever you are.
Right.
We would be happy to have your help keeping us on the air here at KPFK.
Just a quick reminder on this too. If you have a car and you wish to donate it because it's taking up space in your garage and you can't fix it, like Mark's Lancia.
I fixed it. It works. Well, I had it fixed.
But for now.
I'd be glad to donate it if I got any money out of it.
So here's the number you need to call.
Yes.
They have another number for vehicle donations. It's 877-573-5288. And they will tow it for you at no cost.
So the Camaro on the lawn that says ran when parked, donate it and you get a tax write-off. Maybe consult your tax specialist. We don't want to guarantee anything.
And the other thing I noticed when I was making my donation is you can also mail in a check. They have the address on your website if you just want to mail in a check, or you can donate by PayPal. So there's a lot of different ways to help out.
Good, good. Now the news section, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to start off with a couple of sad items here on the news. Our good friend, you may not know him, but if you've ever seen a photo of a rally or an off-road race, you probably saw his work. John Retty, he has passed away. He is a beloved colleague of ours here in automotive journalism. He has been around forever. He started out as a rock and roll photographer. He was one of two photographers present for the Who Live at Leeds concert. He was an English gentleman, passed away very suddenly. Nobody knew the cause, but we are sad to give that news. John, we miss you, man. If you're listening up there in Car Guy Heaven, thank you for a lifetime of good friendship and all kinds of other wonderful stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And a little farther away, but no closer to our hearts, sadly, Françoise Hardy, the French singer who was also an actress. She played the love interest of Italian driver Nino Barlini in the John Frankenheimer movie Grand Prix. She too has passed away, sadly. In the mid-60s, American director John Frankenheimer spotted her as she was leaving a London club and thought she would be perfect as one of the characters in Grand Prix. And so he was, at the time, he was just developing the movie. And I don't know if he knew that she was a singer, because she was a very popular singer then. But she became the girlfriend character, the love interest, as they say. And I don't know. I think I speak for everybody who was alive, all the guys who were alive in 1966, that we all fell in love with Françoise Hardy. We wanted a girlfriend like that, you know? So there you go. Two sad items to start out the news section with, but it's going to get better. Now, we are recording this show a little ahead of time, so we don't know what exactly is happening, but as of now, the 24 hours of Le Mans is scheduled to be running right now. It was supposed to have started, I believe, 7 a.m. Southern California time, and it will run until 7 a.m. Sunday morning in Le Mans, France, the Circuit de la Sarthe. And it's a good year this year. It's sort of a return. I sort of came of age in racing in the 70s and 80s, and I loved the Group C cars and the cars that raced at Le Mans then. And if you look now at the hypercar category, there are 23 cars entered in that category this year, 16 in LMP2, and 23 cars entered in Le Mans GT3 category. So that covers everything from really super cool cars. Like if you watched it last year and you saw the Ferrari win, that Ferrari is back again this year. There are immeasurable cars out there. Ferrari's 499P was the name of that car. And other competitors in the front-running hypercar class are the Lamborghini has an SC63, which looks, you know, the same basic body style as the Ferrari. It's in that category. Peugeot has a 9X8. Alpine, a French car manufacturer that you may or may not know, has an A424. BMW has an M-Hybrid V8. Isotta Fraschini, now I'm probably saying that wrong, and I must admit I don't know the history of that car, but they are entered in the front-running class with a Tipo 6. Toyota will be there with a Gazoo Racing 010 hybrid. And there are three Cadillac V-Series Rs. And that's just in the front-running class. Michelle, are you going to be watching that at all?
Oh, for sure. It? Oh, yeah. I'll try. It's a cool race.
There's a lot going on there, and it's the kind of thing where maybe you'll go away for a little bit.
Yep.
Go to Home Depot and buy something and then come back and you click back on and start watching and, oh, look, the Corvettes are still, oh, it's sunrise. And it's just really nice. And in fact, a very interesting class is the LM GT3 class, because they have cars that sort of look like their streetcar variants. So everything from an Aston Martin Vantage, BMW M4, Ford Mustang. There are several Ford Mustangs running. Ferrari 296, McLaren 720S, Lamborghini Huracan. Lexus will be there with an RCF. Of course, Corvettes will be represented. Corvette Z06. And, of course, it wouldn't be Le Mans without Porsche 911 GT3s.
Of course.
So who's going to win? Our guy, we have Jonathan Ingram sort of covering that for us, and he picks the Penske Porsche 963s. They, in fact, during qualifying, the Penske cars recorded three of the four fastest laps during qualifying, and they're hoping this year's 963 will be more reliable. They had troubles last year, and it's been braking braking better, and it's been more consistent, so we'll see. Now you're thinking, yeah, but where can I watch the 24 hours of Le Mans? Well, I'll tell you, one place you can get it is at radiolemans.co. So radio, LEMANS.co, not .com.co. That's a British station, and they have British guys just talking for 24 hours. It's quite impressive. You can also watch it on Max. Motor Trend pay TV channel will show the entire race. You can watch that. So it is. And then you just go on and Google Le Mans live cams and see what you can come up with. There's always something. There's some in-car camera, and you can just ride along with a Corvette Z06 for hours and hours.
That sounds fun, though.
It is fun.
And we were saying before we went on air, it doesn't matter if it rains or if the weather turns bad, they keep going.
Yeah, so they keep going through the rain, and and they had some trouble with pace cars last year. You know, when there was a safety car would come out on the track, it was a little confusing because they tried to regroup everybody in their category. But they've done it a little bit better this year, so the racing in theory should be better. Now, again, we're saying this as of Thursday night when we happen to be recording this. Sometimes we do the show live. This week we are not. So, boy, I hope everything's going well at Le Mans. But it's always a good show and a great way to sort of key into racing's European roots. Although there are roots in America too. There are roots everywhere, right? And speaking of cars, we have a lot. Did you know how many special plates are there available in the city, in the state of California, Michelle? Any idea?
Well, around right now, I think around like 8 or 9.
35.
Crazy, 35.
Man. Yeah, and they're going to add another one, or they're in the process of adding another one. The Endless Summer license plate is in the works. It's not out. It's not available yet, but it has, it's sort of a yellowish, goldish background, and then it has the poster from the Bruce Brown film that called The Endless Summer that is on the left side, and then you have your, you know, letters or whatever on that. You know, you can spell out SRFDOG or SURFER, which is probably already taken. But
This would be great for Woody's.
Yeah, it'd be great for any car.
And Jeeps would be good.
Lots of possibilities.
The
design is now away. It's already been approved by the DMV Special Plates Division. And I think the application for the plate was filed by the state's Coastal Conservancy. So that's over those hurdles. Now it is awaiting approval by the CHP, California Highway Patrol, and somebody has to gather 7,500 pre-sale signatures. So people have to say, yes, I will buy it, you know, 7,500. And then if they get those, then maybe it'll actually happen. What do you think?
I think wasn't the last one, I'm trying to remember, you could do like a throwback where the design was brown and then yellow with the lettering. And they did the same kind of process where they required a bunch of pre-sales. And if they hit the number, then they would launch it.
Okay. There's also a digital license plate that I have not looked into at all. And I don't know how that works.
Okay. So my neighbor has a red Boxster. And he has this one that's like vinyl on his front end.
Hmm.
It's really weird. I haven't seen anyone else with it.
Well, I don't know what to tell you, man.
It's like a tear off, and then you put it on.
I think he made it himself.
I just don't know how that's. I don't know. Maybe some people, our listeners, know more about this, but it just reminded me of that license plate. It's not really a license plate. It's a sticker.
It's coming. All right.
This is interesting. Yeah.
Another thing that may be coming, more Mazda news, Michelle. Tell us.
Yeah. Okay. So, you know, I have Mazdas, so I'm all over whatever Mazda news comes up. And I've been trying to figure out what's going on with this iconic SP. This is their sports car that's supposed to be the next gen type of deal with, you know, not just an SUV. They've been coming out with tons of SUVs and crossovers. They've been redoing the Mazda 3, which is their sedan. And you test drove that last week, actually. But the thing that I haven't understood is what are they going to put in it? Because all of us rotary enthusiasts wanted to see, is Mazda going to do a rotary? But we kind of know that the sun has set on 100% rotary. But last week, Mazda had a press conference along with Subaru and with Toyota in Japan, and they announced that they're going to do a joint effort with those two on the next generation of motors, or what do you call it? Engines, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Engines, right.
Any kind of engine that meets carbon neutral goals. And they're all three going in totally different directions with the same goal. Subaru unveiled that it's going to go back with its Boxer, which is its famous, you know, power plant. And they're going to refine that. And Mazda announced that it's actually going to be using a two-rotor rotary system to work along with an internal combustion engine, which would be compatible with hydrogen, biofuel, or synthetic fuel, all three. Interesting, huh?
Now, Mazda had a hydrogen concept, right? A rotary concept about 10, 15 years ago, something.
Exactly. Yeah, they did. They ran it in an RX-8. There's actually a hydrogen superhighway already. I believe it's in Norway. And
in California. I've driven it. Mm-hmm. I took it all the way to Tahoe and back.
There you go. So
yeah.
But then Toyota, I think the big takeaway from this conference was Toyota, because it slid under the radar how at this forum they announced that they're announcing a next-gen engine also, that it's going to have a shorter piston stroke, that their engineers were having a very difficult time with that. It's going to be an inline four, but it'll be smaller. The goal was, and this is a quote, to revolutionize vehicle packaging, enabling lower front ends for better efficiency by optimizing the airflow. They anticipate that they are going to lose torque in this process, but it would be compensated by instant response with an electric motor. So it's going to be a hybrid.
Yeah. Well, I was going to say there's no torque in a rotary engine anyway, is there?
Oh, well, okay. So that was the Toyota announcement. Now, the Mazda announcement also does include it's going to be a hybrid also, the rotary component will be matched with an internal combustion.
Okay.
Yeah. This is concept state, but they're saying the Mazda's execs were saying that this is what they're going to use to power the iconic SP sports car, which is going to be their two-door concept that they're supposed to be turning into an actual, you know, floor model.
It's a nice looking concept too.
Yeah. And this, all these engines are expected to be available in vehicles in 2026.
Excellent.
So they're charging ahead on this.
Charging ahead. If it was an electric car, that would be funny.
Huh? Well, we'll have to save that one for later.
For speaking another car. Speaking of charging ahead, a study by, there's a group called Recurrent, and they study battery life and how battery life goes up or down with use. And they did a study with 160,000 data points, which is kind of misleading. That doesn't mean they had 160,000 cars. So we don't know how many cars they studied, but let's assume for the sake of radio that it was a large number. And, you know, when the batteries first came out, everybody thought that level 3 charging would degrade the battery faster than level 1 charging. And in fact, believing that, I have been charging our Nissan Leaf on level 1 its whole life. And we'll see what happens there. Occasional level 3 charging. But what they did was they got together, they studied the EV buyers to see how many of them charged with level 3 a lot and how many did it very rarely. And their analysis found that there was no statistically significant difference in range degradation between fast charging, in this case, more than 70% of the time, and fast charging less than 30% of the time. Now, they've admitted that most of the cars are fairly new, so they're between 5 and 6 years old or newer that are in this, among this 160,000 data points. So I thought that was kind of interesting. You know, maybe in the real world, your battery does not degrade faster using level 3 charging. At least this study suggests it. And it is their business at Recurrent to monitor battery conditions. So the idea of the company called Recurrent is that if you're going to buy a used EV, you go to their website and you look up, you know, the car that you're thinking of buying, and you can type in, I think you can type in the VIN number and sort of get an idea especially if that person has participated in their research. I tried to sign up my Nissan Leaf, but they said they didn't want it. So I don't know. It's mostly Tesla Model 3s. So if you're buying one of those, you can go check that.
Hypothetically, if you were going to buy a used EV, is there a way to check the battery life?
Yeah, I, on the Nissan Leaf there is. There's a couple buttons you do to check it out. I don't know about all the others, but I assume there is. And statistically speaking, you can check it through this company, mm-hmm. Recurrent.
So that's good to know. I mean, maybe you should start at least maybe beefing it up to level 2 charging.
Maybe. Well,
would it go faster?
I don't know. There's no real, it depends. Everybody has different, use needs. And for me, level 1's fine.
Okay.
How many miles do you put on those things? So,
well, plus your Lancia is available. So,
yeah. So anyway, and speaking of recharging, our station, KPFK 90.7 FM, needs a little recharge from you, our loyal listeners. Every summer, we have our summer pledge drive, and we are asking you to please pledge something to help us out. Because KPFK, it doesn't run for free. We need donations from our loyal listeners, those who appreciate what they hear on KPFK. The show just before us, Spotlight Africa, that tells you stuff about the continent of Africa and its politics that you are not going to get anywhere else. That comes to you free over KPFK. And the show after us, Bill Gardner's show, Rhapsody in Black, 2 hours of great music that you never knew you loved until you listened to it. And not to mention a whole phalanx of other shows on KPFK. We all need your help. We all need your support. So we are asking you, if you're driving, pull over and call 818-985-5735. Or if you're at home, go to kpfk.org and make a generous donation. And Michelle, for donating a car, as Michelle said, there's a separate number for that too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So call 877-573-5288 and they will arrange to pick up your unwanted vehicle, which you can donate to KPFK.
Yeah. 877-573-5288 or go to the website kpfk.org. and click on donate a car, and we will be most appreciative for that. We thank all of those of you who have made donations in the past. And if you've made one in the past, we appreciate it, but you're not entirely off the hook. There's nothing stopping you from making another donation and another and another. We need your donations to keep us going. KPFK.org. Or you can simply call 818-985-5735. 818-985-5735.
That's it.
You could do a minuscule amount of money and make a big difference here at KPFK. Or you could do a huge amount of money and make a huge difference. It mm-hmm. is up to you, or anywhere in between.
I mean, you could even get if you're going to your lawyer to set up your will, you can make a donation in your estate planning.
That's right. That's an excellent idea. So we appreciate that. And we are going to go on to the news section, the reviews section. Car reviews.
Have you been driving?
Car and motorcycle reviews.
Oh, there we go.
Recently got... generously from Triumph Motorcycles. Thank you, Triumph. I got a Triumph Speed 400. Now, I remember back when I was just a teenager and probably shouldn't have been riding motorcycles because my judgment was probably not as cautious as it is now. Somehow I made it to adulthood. But back then in the 70s, if you had 400 cc's, that was considered a big bike. And now 400 cc's is the entry level bike for Triumph, but it is a really nice looking bike. When I first saw it in person, I was really impressed by it. Triumph Speed 400 is their entry level motorcycle. The sticker price is $49.95, as they say, if they had radio commercials. It is a nice looking bike. It is fun to ride. I rode down there on my old Suzuki And, you know, I think the Suzuki is 22 years old. And just getting on this bike, getting on a new bike was, wow, that's nice. You know, the clutch was a lot easier to operate. The brakes were easier to operate. Everything worked much nicer. Triumph Speed 400 that I had it for 2 weeks, and I did enjoy it. Now, the power band is pretty narrow on that. So it revs for a little bit and then you shift. So you don't have a really wide power and torque band. And there wasn't a whole lot of torque in it. I mean, if you really want torque, Triumph makes the Rocket 3, which is over 2 liters of displacement. And that's more than most cars.
I was going to say, yeah.
that thing, man, a Rocket 3.
Gotta be careful.
I've ridden that too. Ooh. And oh my goodness, that was cool. But they make a wide variety of great motorcycles. And I went down, I picked it up from, you know, we're not getting any money from these guys, so I can freely recommend them. Southern California Motorcycles in Brea. That's where I picked mine up. It's 515 West Lambert Road in Brea. I met the guy who owns it at the gentleman's ride, and he's a true enthusiast. He just loves motorcycles. So if you're looking for an entry level bike, consider that thing. I must say I enjoyed it. It was fun, and I don't know. It's a step in a new direction recently for Triumph to offer an entry level bike like this, because they had, you know, the Bonneville is their iconic motorcycle, and that's still probably their biggest seller. And they have the Thruxton, they have the Tigers, there's a wide variety of motorcycles available from Triumph, and now I don't want to say stepping down, but down in price to this Triumph Speed 400. $49.95. Check it out. It was fun. I enjoyed it. We have all another. Right. We're going up to four wheels now. Michelle, have you driven the Hyundai Venue ever?
No, I haven't. No, not yet.
I mean, speaking of, this is an entry level SUV. I mean, we had the entry level motorcycle, and now this is the entry level SUV. The Hyundai. I had a Hyundai Venue Limited, which was the top of the line. Now, mine stickered for $34,525, but that was the limited model. You can get into one of these for $21,275. And that's nowadays, considering that I think the average transaction price is up over $50,000.
Yeah, it is. Car. Right. Yeah.
So to get into one for 21 grand that's a pretty good price. If all you're looking for is price. Now, if you're looking for performance and, you know, like fun to drive, this one is not really, it's not trying to be a fun to drive type car. I mean, the CVT transmission felt really kind of like rubber bandish. And if there was any fun in this thing, it's not present. I think last week, what we were talking about, what was the Mazda that we were talking about last week?
The Mazda 3 hatchback.
The Mazda 3 hatchback that I had was fun. You just jump in that thing and it's a blast. But this one costs a little bit less and is made probably for people, I would say, for young families who need a practical car with lots of space inside it. But the base price includes standard driver assistance tech, like lane keep assistance, forward collision avoidance assist, things like that. It's a budget. It's budget. You try and say these words, it's hard. It's budget conscious price means that buyers will have to do without important features like all wheel drive, because it's only front wheel drive. This is the entry level one. While more expensive competitors like Mazda and Volkswagen, they offer all wheel drive. But the interior of this car is open. It's airy. It's a surprising amount of space given the car's tiny outward dimensions. And I got to say, I felt like if I had gone back to, I don't know, my 20s and had a family or whenever families start, this would be an excellent choice. It does struggle to perform. It's only making 121 horsepower. So, for people who aren't going to miss the extra horsepower of, say, that Mazda 3 hatchback that I had last week, they will find this, I think, to be An excellent choice. Excellent.
How about for college kids?
Yeah, you know, if it's a college kid who doesn't necessarily need a lot of horsepower or a lot of performance, mm-hmm. sure. If you want to get your kid a car that is not going to get them in trouble, this would be the ideal car to get them, mm-hmm. I think.
Yeah, and I was thinking, you know, get you back and forth from school if you're going away. It would be great. You could pack all your things and not, you know, need a lot of help or a tow truck or a U-Haul.
Hyundai says it's big where it counts.
Yeah, it probably has a lot of cargo room. And then also, don't forget with Hyundais, you get that awesome warranty. Nobody is matching their warranty.
Yeah, 10-year. I thought that warranty would have gone away by now, but they're still offering a 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain limited warranty. And that was when people were still kind of wondering about Hyundai and whether it was a good, you know, quality investment. And it seems that it is, in fact, a good quality investment now. You can get up to 33 miles per gallon highway.
Yeah, well, see, when you don't have a lot of horsepower, you get better mileage.
Yeah. You do, by golly. And they're offering all kinds of deals. I'm just looking at the Hyundai USA consumer page, and you can finance at 4.9% APR. You can get you can lease for $229 a month for 36 months with just under $3,500 down.
That's a deal. That.
That's
wow.
A good deal. And if you need a transportation car and it has to be practical, you want it to be practical, mm-hmm. by golly. You can get it. So
it is available. These cars are out there.
They are out there.
You know, you don't have to pay $40,000 for a car anymore. You don't have to. You just have to shop well.
Yeah. And so, I think the interesting thing is you don't necessarily have to buy used. That's the, you know, the other alternative for a young family or a first-time buyer is often to buy a used car. And while it is possible to get a good used car, you know, it's also possible to get a bad one. So if you get this thing, you're kind of set.
And did you like the tech as far as infotainment and Apple CarPlay or those?
It does have Apple CarPlay. And I didn't try it out because I just don't understand why people do that.
Oh,
I guess it makes
young
more
people
sense.
Like it.
Well, that helps, you know, that can help to lower the cost of the car. If like I was just... What was I just driving? The Ineos Quartermaster pickup truck. And that's under embargo, so I can't say anything about that. But that thing did not have, for instance, on its digital information screen, it did not have navigation. It just assumed that you would be pairing your phone with it.
Mm-hmm.
And you could do all that through Apple CarPlay. But, so in a way, that's
it, that makes sense. Yeah.
But I don't know. I don't know, man. To the extent that I did play around with that stuff, I was perfectly happy with it.
Okay.
I'm not much of a tech guy, but
yeah, that's why I thought I'd ask you about that, because if it's easy for you, if the infotainment worked for you, it'll work for any young person who wants to jump in there.
Yeah, yeah, it will. And as you said, young people love that stuff.
Yeah. Every single person I go in their car who's under 30, first thing they do is put on Apple CarPlay.
Right. Right. Yeah. My son
and they
does
want
that.
They want their own music. They want their own Google Maps or whatever's on there. That's what they want.
Yeah. As soon as he gets in the car, before he even says hello, he's pairing his phone so that we can listen to, I don't know what he listens to. It's actually, he has good taste in music, so it's easy to live with.
There you go.
Astonishingly low price. So, and I mean, if you're in this class, you could consider the competition to be, say, the Chevrolet Trax, the Mazda CX-30, the Buick Envista, Volkswagen Taos. Remember that one?
Mm-hmm.
Kia Niro.
Niro. You mean
Niro
the Niro
hybrid.
Yeah, there you go.
NIO is the Chinese electric car company.
That's different. Totally That's different. Different.
But those, you can get a comparably accessible pricing. The Chevrolet Trax starts at $21,500, for instance. The other ones are a little bit more. The Mazda CX-30 which I think we just had, didn't we? One of us had that.
I think Ricardo had it.
Ricardo had it. And that starts at 26,415. The Buick Envista. I mean, that's a car that a lot of people might have forgotten was out there. That starts at 23,495. The Volkswagen Taos, I haven't driven one of those in a few years. That starts at just over 25. And the Kia Niro Hybrid is at 28,315. So this is a good deal. This competes price-wise directly with the Chevrolet Trax. So, you know.
Mm-hmm. And now, of course, if you want to go up in trim,
you
can get other options.
Yeah, you can get a few things. There's three trim levels. There's SE, SEL, and Limited, which I had. The way that mine was loaded, it was kind of expensive. But the Limited trim level starts at 24,525, and that's the top of the line, and it has all the contact. All the content that comes with the other two models, and you can add a denim exterior and interior treatment that includes a dark blue exterior hue with a contrasting white painted roof, and the cabin gets dark blue upholstery. Let's see, what else do we have? I think it has pretty much everything you're going to want in this. It's unfortunate that it has the CVT transmission, and in fact, for me, a CVT transmission would just kill a lot of deals. I just could not handle that. So anyway, but deals that you can handle is donating to KPFK, which we need your donations. We want your donations. You want to help us out. We need your help. And we would greatly appreciate it if you could support KPFK by calling 818-985-5735. You're sitting there listening and you just looked over at your phone, didn't you? You thought, I could do this. I could make a difference. Go forth and do it. Give us a call at 818-985-5735 or go to kpfk.org and make that donation. We need your money, don't we, Michelle?
We do. And as Mark has mentioned, we aren't sponsored. We get to say whatever we want. We have no commercials to bore you and drive you crazy. We just have Mark's guitar playing.
Which is, again,
free of charge. It's free of charge.
Don't judge KPFK by my ability to play these cards here.
Yeah. But anyway, kpfk.org. Go to the upper left-hand corner of the website, and you'll see the buttons there for depending on what kind of support you want to give.
Yeah, and we, like Michelle said, she's an attorney. She knows how to do wills. You could put us in your will. Not that we're saying, there's nothing, you're not going anywhere for a while. But when you do, why not leave a legacy at KPFK, right, Michelle?
Absolutely.
How much time do we have left here, Michelle?
We have about 1 minute.
Oh, we have a whole minute. Okay, so yeah. I'm not going to start playing yet.
No, so we need to remind you that we do have a Facebook page. And,
yes, indeed.
We're getting lots of followers. Did you notice, Mark?
Good.
Yeah, we're getting lots of followers. It's on Facebook at, here you go. Ready for this? It's a mouthful. The Car Show at KPFK 90.7 FM.
Yep.
That's it.
Good.
So give us a like and a follow.
Okay. See us next week here. Listen to us next week here on The Car Show.
If you don't already know about it, it's really time to discover KPFK. KPFK is community radio from Southern California, powered by people like yourself for over 62 years. It's part of the completely unique Pacifica Network, and our listener sponsors are passionate. We've routinely heard them say things like,
"It is the best source of news that I know of."
The thing that distinguishes Pacifica from the rest of the media landscape is our funding model, listener sponsorship. It allows us to speak to what really matters in our listeners' lives. So why not become a part of this impassioned community? Make a pledge With your generous continuing support, KPFK is committed to serving the vast and diverse communities of Southern California and beyond. So please, make your pledge now at kpfk.org or call 818-985-5735. Thank you.
KPFK's 2024 election to seat members to represent you on the local station board has started. Renew your membership by making a minimum donation of $25 or completing 3 hours of eligibility.